Amanda Martinez. Amanda Martinez, born 1114. No, 515-84. 515-84. Today is the 12th of January. Miss Martinez is a 38-year-old woman who comes in today with symptoms of perimenopausal symptoms. The problem is her symptoms have been going on now for years. She saw a nurse practitioner, Tiffany, who put her on Wellbutrin 150 BID. She says it's working somewhat, but she wants to try bioidentical hormones, which they spoke about at length previously. She has no history, family history of breast cancer, excepting great-grandmother. She has no family history of uterine cancer. Nevertheless, she's had a total hysterectomy, including oophorectomy. Period. Knee paragraph, medications, Wellbutrin. Medical issues, history of thyroid, we'll recheck her thyroid today. Surgery, total hysterectomy, tubal ligation, ovaries removed as well. Last period, 2013, obviously. Occasionally, TOH, no smoking, review of system. Her crying is better. Her depression is a little bit better, but at times it's worse. She gets upset very easily. She is not suicidal, put that in big letters. She has minimal sex life because of pain during sex and also no appetite. She also has other multiple symptoms of postmenopausal and perimenopausal symptoms with vasomotor issues, which she went into length previously and has been well documented, period. Any paragraph, family history, breast cancer, no breast cancer. Except for great-grandmother, high hypertension in mom, and diabetes, dad's okay. She's alert, she's awake, oh, COVID immunization, none. She weighs 201 pounds, she's also concerned about her weight gain. Last time she was here in this November, she weighed 200 pounds. 99%, 97, 16, 78, 116 over 83, heart positive, positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigidity, skin shows no rash. Review of the chart indicates that we have done a full ultrasound of her kidney, her liver. Patient had a small thyroid enlargement, which needs to be checked again in the next month or so. Slight fatty liver, kidneys are within normal limits. Patient had no evidence of aneurysm. Her blood pressure is controlled. Patient is also is getting blood work today, including kidney function, liver function, thyroid, estradiol, testosterone, and progesterone level. Assessment number one, postmenopausal symptoms. Number two, patient is an excellent candidate for, hang on 1 second, babe. Patient is an excellent candidate for bioidentical hormones. Next number is mammogram, not needed at this time. Next number, blood pressure stable. Next number is get blood work. Next number will set a patient for bioidentical hormones as soon as the results are back. Next number, definitely not suicidal. Next number, we'll continue with Wellbutrin at this time. Thank you.